perspective of Fatima, son of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Obviously, he's a great Shia. He's not an, Sa'd ibn Abdullah is not an ordinary person. He knows all this. So he said, you're talking about the grave of Fatima bint Imam al-Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And Imam said, yes. And Imam Rida said that whoever goes for her ziyarat, and he knows her haqq, paradise is for him. That means if you have the ziyarat of Sayyidah Masuma alayhi salam, arifan bihaqqiha, arifan bihaqqiha means you have the ma'rifat of the haqq of hers, and then paradise is for you. So one ziyarat equals to paradise, one ziyarat with ma'rifat. Well, ma'rifat is the general shart for every ziyarat. Even ziyarat of Rasulullah, ziyarat of Amir al-Mumneen, ziyarat of Imam al-Hassan, Aimmat al-Baqi, ziyarat of Karbala, ziyarat of every ma'soom, Samara, Kadhimiyya. Ma'rifat is the shart, isn't it right? Otherwise, Shah of Iran, La'natullah alayhi, also used to go for the ziyarat of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. obviously, the ma'rifat has to be there. So, one ziyarat is... has that sort of reward, and and another hadith we find, which is actually this one is narrated by Qadi Sheikh Nurullah Ash-Shustari Ash-Shahid Rahmatullah Alayh. If you remember, Qadi Nurullah Ash-Shustari Rahmatullah Alayh is one of the, we call him Ash-Shahid Al-Salis in the history of Tashayyu, the third Shaheed. This is now an istilah in our tariq. You know, if somebody says a Shaheed al-Salis, this is what he is. Like a Shaheed al-Awwal is Sahib al-Lum'a al-Dimashqi from Lebanon, one of our great Mursaleen. Shaheed al-Sani is Sahib Sharh al-Lum'a. He's the one who wrote the Sharh on the Lum'a. And Shaheed al-Salis is Qadi Nurullah al-Shustari. He is the one who wrote the famous book of the history, As-Sawarimul Muhriqa, which is the reply of As-Sawa'iqul Muhriqa of Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Ibn Hajar wrote a book against Tashayyu, and Qadi Nurullah Shustari replied back to his book, As-Sawarim al-Muhriqa, very great book, and he was killed by the enemies of Ahlul Bayt. So he's called As-Shahid al-Salis in our history. A very great mujtahid of ours. In his book Majalisul Mu'mineen, Shaheed al-Salis says, from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the similar thing that I mentioned moments ago, that Allah's haram has a haram which is Makkah, and Prophet has a haram, Rasul has a haram which is Medina, and Amir Mumin has a haram which is Kufa. And then he says, my haram and the haram of my awlad, my children, is Qum. And then he says that Imam alayhi salam says Qum is a small Kufa, Kufa as-Saghir, small Kufa, whatever is the word. I'm not telling the exact words of the narration right now, but it's a smaller Kufa. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Qadi Nurullah Shustari is narrating in his book, that Imam Sadiq says that paradise, Jannat, has 8 doors, and 3 doors of paradise are towards Qum, which again signifies the importance of the city of Qum. Isn't it right? We have so many ahadith for our city of Qum. لولا القوميون لن درست آثار الحق. If Qum, people of Qum were not there, the remains of Haq would not have survived. So آثار of Haq survived because of them. القوميون لا يحاسبون. People of Qum will not be held accountable on the day of judgment. Look at the khadamat and service that this city, which is the city of Muhibbin of Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam and his walayat, has done throughout the history. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying that Jannat has 8 abwab, 8 doors, and 3 doors are towards Qum. And a woman from my children will be will die, and her name is Fatima, son, daughter of Musa alayhi salam. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, because of her shafa'at, our Shias will go to Jannat. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is telling it in advance that the shafa'at of Sayyida Masuma, Fatima al-Masuma, is going to cause the Shias to go to the paradise. And also, we have hadith from Yunus ibn Ya'qub, from Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, which is also it's a long narration. I think we may not have the time right now to mention this one. So basically, coming back to the point that the grave of Sayyidina Ma'suma alayhi salam is narrated that it has some of the other women of the family of Ahlul Bayt are also buried in that grave. So that location of her grave is definitely full of great personalities from the, you know, several daughters of Ahlul Bayt are buried alongside her in that grave. The purpose why she was going towards Qum was to meet Imam Rida alayhi salam for the ziyarat of her brother. Imam Rida alayhi salam ziyarat itself is such a great thing that we have one hadith which says that that whoever goes for the ziyarat of Imam Rida alayhi salam in ghurbat, in loneliness, Allah gives him the reward of 100,000 shaheed and 100,000 siddiq and 100,000 people doing hajj and umrah and 100,000 mujahid, and Allah will include him in the zumra, in the category basically Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and he will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment on the level of the Ahlul Bayt, and he will be close to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Imam Rida alayhi salam's grave is also obviously the sawab of all the Ahlul Bayt is the same. They are all part of one noor. Anyone who visits any of the Ahlul Bayt has the same sawab in Islam. There is no difference in their sawab. So the sawab of visiting one is like the sawab of visiting the other. So we have, before I come to the end, the time is almost over. Before I come to the end, in the hadith of Imam Rida alayhi salam, he says that Allah will make my turbat a place of coming of the followers and my friends. I mean, the Shias of Ahlul Bayt are going to visit his qabr. And it's narrated that the grave of Imam Rida alayhi salam has the largest crowd. Just look at the barakat Allah gave to Al-Imam Al-Gharib alayhi salam. Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam has the largest crowd in Arba'een. Isn't it right? Last year, alhamdulillah, there were 26 million people visiting Karbala. May Allah increase the number and help all those people and give their further darajat and tawfiq, those who are visiting Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. So this is, obviously, he has the largest crowd in Arba'een, alhamdulillah. Which is a lot of sawab. But if you look at the largest number of people coming throughout the year, the largest number of people coming throughout the year are for Imam Rida alayhi salam. And people say, even if you visit at 3 a.m., it is the same crowd as you find at 2 in the morning, isn't it? And 3, you know, or at the time of Dhuhr, you know, where it's the daytime. So there's no so much crowd and so much people are, alhamdulillah, are visiting Imam Rida alayhi salam and getting all the barakat and sawab and rahmat and rafat from the Imam. Also praying 2 rakats of prayers next to the qabr of Imam Rida alayhi salam has the sawab that all of our sins are forgiven. If we go for the ziyarat of the Imam and we just pray 2 rakats of prayers next to the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, you know, for this person. So Allah forgives, he's on the day of judgment, he's forgiven. And also, Imam Rida alayhi salam had mentioned in his own hadith that whoever comes for my ziyarat, there is a qatra, there is a drop from the rain which falls upon him. That means in his life, there is a drop of rain that will fall upon him and his body will become haram over Jahannam. So this is the barakat of going for the ziyarat of Imam Rida. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to visit the grave of Imam Rida alayhi salam and Sayyida Ma'suma in Qum salamullahi alayhima. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا الله 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 اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم وفق عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين